2 seconds. After Sharon called, I went out to get food. When I left, the North Tower was standing, a body with a sawn-open chest and flaming heart. I heard the sirens screaming down Second Avenue and still trusted that the firefighters could save it. I bought a gallon of water, a liter of seltzer, frozen shrimp dumplings, in case the stove and fridge still worked, a bag of edamame, 3 yogurts, 2 vegetable juices, 1 orange juice, a tub of cashew butter, a box of Finn crisps, a Toblerone, fresh figs, and a box of candles. As I filled my baskets, I saw a very small child systematically touch every candy bar while a woman's urgent voice called, "Lucy! Lucy!" The woman finally apprehended her child with a quick shake. I turned my back for 2 seconds, and what happens? Like a bug-eyed yuppie survivalist, I stood with my heavy baskets behind a man placidly buying a single bag of chips, Lucy and her mother buying a juice box and salad greens. I felt like that lone running woman on Astor Place. When I walked outside, 20 people were crowded on the sidewalk around a television, and someone was filming them. And when I went home, a man looked me in the eye without a leer. "Isn't this awful?" his face said. I felt singed by his compassion. And when I got to the top of the stairs and looked out the window, the North Tower was gone.